I may follow up on that, Tammy. Somewhere up here, I looked at you and realized that I was, Lord was bringing to mind the Good Samaritan parable. And what I thought about was our conversation earlier about, I said, welcome on down to Alabama. You know, that guy traveled down the road. And so often in that story, we focus on the guys that pass by, and we're not supposed to do that. But God said, the real thing is that the man who was beaten up and fell among thieves was found. And he said, to tell you that you were found even before the help showed up, he said, as Bishop was teaching, you've been found from the foundation of the world. May take a while to manifest, but you've already been found, and celebrate that.
Kim, I just can't get my out of my mind battle bots, okay? But as I looked at you, I heard the word confront. And to put it the way Bishop Chuck has been talking about this morning, you allow Jesus who lives in you, in your prayer life, you allow Jesus who lives in you to confront evil, to confront sickness and disease, and to confront things that are just messed up. And he appreciates you being that kind of confrontational prayer warrior.
The Lord doing construction with you and taking pieces that have been there for a while and just nailing them together, putting pieces together that bring the picture. And it's like put, like almost like a jigsaw puzzle. There was just some missing pieces, and God's adding the missing pieces this weekend so that you have the full picture, okay? Because that's the point, getting the full picture, right? You never do a jigsaw puzzle so you can leave it unfinished. And Jesus did the finishing, and he's now showing you some of the parts, fitting it all together. Yeah. Amen? You'll never feel unqualified again.
And I just kept hearing that parable. You know how, I'm going to do my best to say it. The parable where the man hires people, and the first people come, he pays them. Second people come later in the day, all the way to the very end, and they all got the same wage. And I just heard the Lord saying that, That's a parable for you. You're going to get the exact same wage. Everything that you dreamed of all through your life, places in the Lord that you want to walk, the Lord is saying it's not too late, and that you're going to walk in those places. And the reward will be just as much. It's not like you only have time for this much reward now. The Lord said it'll be just as much as you ever could have had. And then, Karina, I just saw the Lord, just you encountering the Lord, in just such a massive way, the Lord just revealing himself to you as your Father. But not just that, he revealing to you how much he loves you, how much he thinks about you, how wonderful and cool and beautiful and awesome that he thinks you are. And I just see the Lord doing this transforming thing in you that's going to change the way that you view yourself and change the way that you view life around you.
Yeah, what I saw earlier was this word awakening for you. And that this is a time over this weekend. Doesn't matter whether you think, I don't really understand everything he's been talking about. Doesn't matter. This is a time of awakening. God's going to call forth the true you. He's bringing forth your true you, the true personality. You're going to, I just saw an awakening of the true you. And because the enemy's been assaulting that. And so, just an awakening. I really hear that word a lot, awakening.
Okay. And I can't say it better than he just did, so I won't. But what I saw when I looked at you was that sometimes you might feel like you're kind of a bobber, just kind of floating around in the wave. And God is anchoring you this weekend. So, I was looking at you. What is your name? Janine? Do you like horses? You had an affinity with horses as a kid. I only asked that because when I was praying earlier, I saw that. My wife was a rodeo girl. She was a 2-time NFR barrel racing champion. Kind of proud of that. But there's in barrel racing, there's it's not just about reins. It's about you're becoming one with that animal, and as you lean in, the animal responds. And I think you're coming into a season in your walk with the Lord that you're going to be that close with him, that as he leans you in a direction, you're just going to respond. And there's not going to be any kickback. It's just you're going to be moving in concert in one with him.
This is a metaphorical thing. It may be, I just see you cooking over a stove, making something, and people asking you, well, how do you do it? And you just go, you just put this and that. It's just that. And that you're good at that, this and that. You just added this and that. It's very hard to go, but it's just this and you just that. And the Lord said, this week is about this. He's just doing this and he's just doing that. Just adding all the things so that it all comes together for you. And it doesn't matter if you understand it all. Don't try to cling to it all mentally. He understands it all. You can just rest in that. You can rest in the fact that, all right, Jesus, you understand all this, and you're not going to let it slip away. I'm just going to rest in the fact that you're not going to let it slide away, and you're going to make it. You're doing the this and that. I don't have to understand it. He's just doing this. He's doing that until it's just right. Okay?
I have a word for you as well. Are you the one from New York? Okay. Because I've been seeing New York everywhere. I mean, I had a dream about New York, everything. So I just really feel like the presence of the Lord is going to be ministering to you. Even now, I just feel like he's just going to be ministering to you this whole weekend. And there's a filling of the Holy Spirit for you in this weekend. And I also felt there was someone dealing with insomnia that the Lord wants to heal, and as well as a shoulder problem that the Lord wants to heal. And then one more short shoulder. Okay, we'll pray for that for sure. As well as I saw this vision when Bishop was praying earlier of a, it was like, you know, those old pay phones. Everyone here probably knows about pay phones. The phone was hanging down by the wire. And I felt like the Lord was saying that there were callings, assignments that the Lord was going to have you pick back up. So if that resonates with you, as well as there are some that the voice of the Lord you kind of got estranged from because of disappointments, and his voice is going to be more clear in this season.
I have a word for you. So I saw this picture of you walking past a house, and then you keep walking. It was the same house, like, over and over again. And then you look at the door, and Jesus is standing at the door, and he's just like, this is my house, and you belong here. And then I just heard him say, like, there's nowhere you can, like, keep walking that his presence isn't your home. So.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen. I have a word for the lady in the white dress with the flowers on her head. Yeah, Julie. Okay. When I looked at you, my heart almost like fell on my chest, like I'm shaking. But the Lord wants you to know that you are the lily among thorns. And when you were saying, pick me, he wants you to know he's always picked you. So he just wanted you to know.
Amen.
And I want to add to that too. I just think that the Lord is really just giving you deeper wisdom. And deeper ability to use that wisdom and to speak that wisdom. And where you go, you're going to be see thorns. There's going to be thorny situations. There's going to be thorny people. And the Lord is saying that you're going to have the word. You're going to have the word to bring peace. You're going to have the word to bring breakthrough. You're going to have the word to just to bring peace.
Julie, for you too, I just saw this. I thought it was a strand of pearls. And then I realized it wasn't, and I was like, Lord, what is that? And it was these tiny little alabaster vials. And he said, I've given her an endless supply to bless me with.
Amen. And anybody here may say, I didn't get a word. You're going to get so many words tonight at our generational Eucharist. God's just going to blow you away. It's going to happen through the weekend. And so it's okay. Amen.